I'll be honest with you. I may need the singing service more than you needed my preaching. I told Brother Leroy over there just a minute ago, I said, this is the first time I've ever had to stand and the Lord not give me something before I had to come up here. And as Brother Randy's already said, it's petrifying already just to be able to stand up here when you have something. And then throw it on top when you don't have anything. It's really a worry, but all we can do is trust in the Lord, and He's never failed me before, so I don't think He's going to fail me now. I'm thankful this morning. I truly am. Everything about the song service was just talking about how good God was, how thankful you can be to know what God has for you, the abundance that God has for you. It's not just the salvation of your soul. It's not. That's the start of it. That's the stepping part of coming on to this thing is the salvation of your soul. But that's not all that God's got for you. It truly isn't. And the world thinks that this thing may just be a little bit of a blunder, or this thing just may be just hogwash, or whatever you want to call it. The Bible tells you that people believe that it's foolishness, Brother Andy. But I'll be honest with you, when you come into this type of life, when you come into life, you don't know life until you come into Jesus Christ. You don't know life. But until you step into life, you don't really understand all that He has for you. And it truly is a blessing. And it's blessed my heart this morning because, you know, at times you'll walk through this thing and you'll feel like you're alone. You'll feel like you might have squandered away some things, or you might have been away from the Lord just a little bit. And I'm not telling you that anybody's run away from God or done this and done that, but you just might have stepped out just a little bit. You might have just taken it one step away from God, and that feeling of God not being with you is a troublesome feeling this morning. It truly is. But I'm thankful this morning when God is allowing you to come back to Him, it allowed you to see the goodness of God this morning, to see the flourishment that He has for you, the abundance that He has for you. I'm thankful that He has such a great way of this life. He does. I'm thankful that it's better felt than said, just to be honest with you. I'm never one to be to say that I'm the greatest with words. I'm not. But it's a joy to be able to feel God again. It truly is. It truly is. I've got a little bit of scripture this morning, and I don't know exactly what, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to be said or done or any of that kind of stuff. But all we can do is do what the Lord tells us to this morning. And you'll be in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. And you'll have to pray. Brother Gene, I can tell you exactly what you're feeling this morning. Oh, is it good? I've done a lot of things in this life. I have. I've been out in that world. I've won championships. I've done a lot of stuff. There's nothing that compares to the glory of God. There's nothing. I'm talking about, it's not even comparable. It's not even comparable. Chapter number 3 of the book of Philippians, verse number 1, says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, it is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God is Christ Jesus." That's all we feel like reading this morning. And right here, when we talk about this in the book of Philippians, Paul is writing unto the church of Philippi. He's writing to these people, and he was telling them about all of the long suffering and the bewaring of false teachers, if you'll have it. He's telling you about the people that might be coming up as a stumbling block, just to be honest with you. He's talking about bewaring of the dogs, bewaring of the evil doers, the evil workers. And then most of all, it says, beware of the concision. And there was one of those words that I'd never known about. I'd never understood it. Never really thought much of it, just to be honest with you, Brother Daniel, until I read this passage this morning. The Lord gave it to me this morning. He said, "Here's what you got." And that's all I've got right here this morning. He said, "Beware of the concision." Well, what is the concision? Concision is to trim the fat, just to be honest with you. It is to get rid of a few things. So what are we trying to get rid of? But what are they bewaring? What is Paul telling these people, warning these people about? What is he showing them is about to come? Well, you got to think about what's happening during that time, Brother Daniel. You got to think about the Jews that were trying to persecute these new Christians. The concision that he was bewaring of them was they were trying to cut them out. They were trying to cut those Gentiles out. They were not a part of those that children of Israel. They weren't a part of the kingdom of God in the way that they thought God's kingdom was going to be. But Paul said, beware of that concision, because you are not of that concision. We are of the circumcision through Christ. I'm thankful for that circumcision this morning. I'm thankful that you can't be cut out this morning. When you're a part of Christ, when you are one of His, you can't be taken away this morning. You can't do it. I don't care what this world does for you. I'm so thankful. You know, they tried to do that so many times. Tried to take away Jesus. Tried to put Him in a box while He was walking down this thing. Tried to trip Him up left and right. You're a blasphemer. Why are you saying you're the Son of God? Well, it's because He is the Son of God. You know, the thing about this thing is, Sister Susan's already said, the mind's a crazy thing. It's a very powerful tool. And this world can allow you to sway you to certain circumstances. They can sway you to things that are of the world and in a way that benefits them. This morning. That's what God, that's what the world wants. They want you to benefit them, and they want to use you for absolutely everything you can give them, and then they're going to cast you away. That's what's going to happen. But I'm thankful this morning that that's not the way with Jesus. That's not the way with God. Our righteousness is in filthy rags. What does God need with us? But I'm thankful He does. You know what God needs from you? Your love. Your acceptance. Your ability to tell other people about His love. That's what this thing's about. Beware of the concision trying to cut you out. Something trying to cut you out this morning? Do you feel left out? Do you feel blocked out? See, there's a thing about the way that Paul was working this thing, and I love the way that he did it. Paul works through here and he says, you know, if anybody should be in the flesh, it should be me. I was all these things. You ever heard of a one-upper? You ever had a one-upper come into your life? Always that one guy that says, hey, I did this morning. Well, oh, that ain't nothing. I've done this over here. Paul just went and said, I one up you. That's what Paul just said. But you know what the great thing about a one upper is? You know how you beat a one upper? You got another weakness. Everybody's got a weakness, right? Everybody's got a weakness, except Jesus Christ. And He found my weakness one day, and I'm thankful He did. I'm thankful He did. You can go through this life all you want to and try to think you've got it all figured out. But you want to know what my weakness was? Time. You just ain't got the time. My time was running out. My time was running out on things that I thought were the greatest of this world. My time was slowly dwindling down, and I couldn't see where I was supposed to be going. I had no path forward. I had no reason of living. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I know somebody's been there. You got an opportunity this morning. The same opportunity that I had. Jesus had some concision about him. Jesus said that he come with a sword. There was some concision, sure. Brother Andy. Paul said, beware of the concision. Yep. There was a concision. There is a cut. And whether you're going to be on that side, the right side, or the wrong side, is up to you this morning. It's up to you. You say, well, what's the right side and what's the wrong side? Well, I just read it for you. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Christ is always going to be the right side. One cuts people out because of the way that they want to believe. Because of the fleshly portion, they want a worldly king. They want an establishment right here. And one wants to glorify God. One wants to take what Christ did on the cross and magnify him for it. Where are you going to be this morning? Are you going to be on the right side or are you going to be on the wrong side? I love you this morning. I really do. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Like I said, I've needed this service more than you'll ever know. That's all I've got, Brother Randy. Are you on the right side or are you on the wrong side this morning?